Welcome to Land Ho, a Sea Thieves podcast. I'm your host, Michael. Can we start it? Welcome to Land Ho, a Sea Thieves podcast. I'm your host, Michael, and joining back with me is Brian. What's up, Brian?
Not much, Michael. How are you doing?
You say the same thing every time.
I know, I was about to say that. I do the same exact... I don't know what to say, dude. I'm doing well. You're doing well, right. Too.
Yeah. It's all good. So, all right, we're back again.
I feel like the consistency is good for our listeners. They know what to expect.
Yeah, that's true. So,
We Are Alive Part 2.
We Are Alive Part 2, yeah. So if you guys listened to our last episode, that was pretty good episode. Kind of came back from a little hiatus and then kind of still had to work things out. And we are back. And hopefully this time it'll be a little bit more on a consistent basis. We're still kind of trying to hash out if we're going to go back to the weekly basis or at least bi-weekly at the very least. But we're gonna try our best to get back in the weekly groove as things have been kind of hashed out. Brian had a big move, moving back. That's to right. So we're actually in the same city now.
Yeah, got out of New Jersey finally. Was there for 3.5 years and now back in Los Angeles, so I guess the past month or so, it's been a little bit tough for me to get on Xbox and play, but now I'm fully settled in to my new place, and yeah. Things are going well. I'm glad to be back in LA.
Yeah, no, it's good. We had a big game session today playing some Sea of Thieves. Had a little bit of a lot of things, I feel like, when we played. a couple Krakens was the highlight. Yeah. And just some little run-ins it was good. It's been a really interesting like month since kind of the holiday times when the Gilded Voyages came out and we had the special voyages, and then we kind of had a little bit more attention from the greater community and kind of streamers has sort of been like the hot button issue as of late, and we've been paying attention, but it's good to be back, and I think there's some good things to be excited for. Since the Shrouded Spoils update, things have been seeming to just pick up all around. It seems like Joneet was pretty excited from his last developer update this week about how things are going with sales and engagement and players, like users. So, I mean, I think it's overall right now a pretty good time in the game. What do you think, Brian?
It's been nice to see all the engagement on Twitch, all the people picking up the game. Obviously, Summit has been playing it. Ninja got in on the action. This is kind of like, I guess, what we wanted to see or were hoping to see when the game launched and throughout the first year. It's almost coming up on a year for the game. It's kind of crazy to think about, but for the first like 6-8 months, this is like what we had hoped to see, and now that everyone is jumping in on the game, it's really cool for the community that the game's getting all this exposure now, and I feel like it's generating a lot of new interest and a lot of new players are coming into the game, and it's at a good time where a lot of things are happening with the Shrouded Spoils update and everything and all the content going on, so really excited for what's to come.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think of course, when the game launched, we were hoping for this level of excitement for a long time, right? And it's not like we don't really know like how long this is gonna last. And things also have to do with maybe right now it's kind of like a slowish sort of time in games. Like there's not really much else, like kind of like the Red Dead Redemption and like that kind of thing, like that, like last fall with like Call of Duty and like all these things, like whatever coming out, and I think it took up everybody's time, Fortnite, whatever you want to say, but I think January has been kind of like a slow month, so, and it, kind of like the latter half of December as well, which I think kind of has to do with it. I think people are kind of coming back to Sea of Thieves after all the quality of life updates throughout the year, and they're kind of coming back and thinking like, you know, this is like what I wish that was at launch, and like it's pretty fun. So you know, a lot of people are catching on. I think it's definitely like really good for the game. I mean, I know a lot of people kind of have some grips with sort of the kind of the meta, if you will, of Sea of Thieves right now. It's like really like PvP heavy, just from people kind of watching streams. And to be honest, like I don't even think really thinking about like the people who play Sea of Thieves or just gamers in general, like what percentage actually like follow kind of like the meta and like follow like Twitch or whatever. If you know what I mean, Brian, but like, I think it's kind of a small percentage, so I don't know, like, really how much it's affecting the game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know, like, any hard numbers or anything, but it does seem like people, I don't know if they're unhappy with the direction that it's going, but I think that it's more PvP-focused, partly because of how much loot is available right now, like, with the updates, I guess towards the end of last year with the Kraken and the Megalodon dropping loot and just Gilded Voyages and all these kinds of things. There's just more loot floating around right now. And like we played today and we did one voyage, and I think we only did one map. We did one Gold Hoarder map, or it might not have been part of the voyage. It might have been a message in the bottle, but we dropped a map down or a voyage down. We had like three or four messages in a bottle, two Krakens. There was just so much loot floating around. We had two shipwrecks, so I think that's kind of the direction it's going, just based on how much loot is floating around. And I personally think it's good for the game, like to have that interaction with other players versus kind of having a stagnant server. And we had one encounter with other players, but we saw some skeleton ships floating around and there was a skull fort. So there's just like a lot going on in the game. It was almost like the game has ADD right now. There's just so it couldn't decide what it wanted to give us, and we got a little bit of taste of everything. But I like that it's PvP focused, as a result of having more loot in the game.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I'm glad you brought that up, because I think just a really simple thing that would make this game a lot better is just like you said, like just like having more loot around. I think adds just it's like a really, and I think they could still like capitalize a little bit more on it, but I think more loot is, it makes every play session more rewarding, right? Whether you're playing for 30 minutes or 3 hours, it should always feel rewarding, even if you jump in for a short amount of time. And if you really like PvP, I think at the beginning of the game, and I think probably for the first like 6 months of the game, I could like pretty confidently say like PvP was always like weird because nobody ever had loot who like went into PvP, right? Like, and I feel like if there's more loot on the table, you won't necessarily be so conservative about like avoiding PvP situations when you have loot on board. You're like, oh, like we have a few chests, but like let's try to sink this ship and get more, because you know that like getting loot isn't necessarily like as scarce as it used to be, right? And hopefully like the loot is also like better. You're not getting as many of like the low level loot when you're progressing through the reputation. So no, I mean, I think that's a great point. Like just more loot on the just all around the world is huge, whether it's from voyages or I forgot, we were like finding, oh yeah, like the Kraken dropped like really good stuff for us. Things like that that just made, I feel like, our play session a lot more rewarding than it used to be. Just, and we played for but like an hour and a half, or
yeah, maybe, know, a couple, maybe 2 hours. 2 hours, but
it felt kind of flew by. But
it did. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the amount of loot that we got was kind of staggering to me. I mean, we found one shipwreck. We found two shipwrecks. The first one had a captain's chest, which obviously you don't see every day, and we ended up losing that. But it had a captain's chest and a villainous skull. So two of like the highest items you can get in the game, and that was maybe like an hour in, 45 minutes in. And that was just one of the shipwrecks we got. We found another shipwreck, two Krakens that dropped really good stuff. And I guess not ironically, but kind of to be expected, the one chest that we dug up as part of our voyage was a Seafarer's chest. But finding stuff in the world, I think it should be, there should be more plentiful, I guess. And it was so far, and I was, I guess, pleasantly surprised with the amount of stuff that we found. Because we weren't really like tied into one thing. We hopped into the voyage and then all these different things appeared, and we just kind of decided on the fly what we wanted to do instead of sticking to the voyage. And that was, that definitely made it more enjoyable.
Yeah, no, it's funny because, like, I think we turned in, like, a pretty good amount of loot and we had some good stuff, but we didn't actually finish one voyage when we played.
No.
Because, like, so much, like, random stuff is happening in the game. And, I mean, the voyage that we initially, like, started on was, like, 4 maps or something. But then initially, like, that first island, it was like, okay, the first gold hoarders I put down was, like, 4 different maps. And then one of the first barrels I looked in had a message in a bottle. So then, like, we kind of carried on. Then we ran into a Kraken, got that. And then I think we ran into other players. And then another Kraken spawned later. And, like, and we did, like, message in a bottle. Like, so many different things. I think the Kraken spawns were, like, kind of ridiculous. But, I mean, that's kind of what we want. Like, we kind of wanted to see, right? Like, a little bit more engagement throughout your voyages. And then the Kraken, like, dropping rewards is, like, is amazing. Like, it made it feel, like, really satisfying really to, like, beat the Kraken. Yeah, exactly.
The first we did get some good drops. The stronghold. Yeah, I mean, that was incredible for beating the Kraken. And we initially fought it off. And then our ship started sailing again, and we turned around and went back because we didn't get the loot yet. And it ended up being a stronghold chest, so that was really cool. And we saw a couple skeleton ships out on the horizon. Nothing, like, spawned next to us, which is cool because it just gives us the option to go after it if we wanted to. But, yeah, I mean, there was so much going on in the 2 hours that we played. It was a bit overwhelming because I kind of wanted to do the gold hoarder voyage, but just everything popping up, I was fine with... the way we handled it, we just decided to do everything else instead of the gold hoarder voyage, and we got really good loot out of it.
I mean I'm all for having more loot like opportunities, so that, like, when you lose loot it doesn't feel as bad, when you get it it feels great. But that's kind of like one of those things where it's like, when you lose loot when you work for like a couple hours and then you kind of just lose it for one reason or another, it kind of like feels bad, you know. But knowing that there's just like a lot more loot hopefully like around makes you feel a little bit less like annoyed and more like, ah, you know, like I'll get next time kind of thing. But I think with the Gilded Voyages, it really taught us that having just more loot just around is huge for the game. And I think like that's part of the reason why sort of like Summit kind of would take, he kind of had this thing right where he would like steal Athena chest, which take like hours to do, and then he would just snatch it, like insane. Because the Gilded Voyages for Pirate Legends, I think, got like 3 instead of 1 Athena's chest at the end. And I think I kind of don't really care that much about like what's going on with him, and I know a lot of people have like different opinions, but it really doesn't affect me. I think the fact that he's like playing the game and like he's not like cheating, I don't think it really like matters, right? But you know, this isn't really a controversial podcast, you know. I think we're just like really happy to see like a lot more people like in the game and like talking about it and like giving ideas. Like he's giving ideas with kind of like a fresh perspective, or like he's just getting really deep in it now, or like not now, but like he's been playing for like a month or so, and you know, other people are playing it from like the Fortnite community and things like that. So it's really interesting to get like new takes on it, given everything we've built up to till this point, almost at the 1 year mark.
The exposure that Summit has brought to the game has just been awesome to see. And even though people feel really strongly in both directions, just from what I've seen on Twitter, I haven't done much internet research or gone on Reddit, but just what I've seen on Twitter, the replies to people posting about him, it's actually been kind of funny. Like people need to, in my opinion, need to just chill out a little bit. He's not like cheating or anything. He's playing the game as it was intended to be played with the PvP aspect. I don't think he's doing anything wrong, and if anything he's just bringing a lot of exposure and conversation to the game. So overall I think that him picking up this game has been really good for the community, and it's gotten other big streamers back into it, and it's just generating a lot of buzz around the gaming world for Sea of Thieves, which is really all we could have asked for.
Yeah, no, it's awesome, and I'm looking forward to maybe trying to watch him a little bit more, seeing kind of like what he's kind of his like his deal, and seeing all the other people who people kind of recognize playing the game as well. So, I mean, I think it's great. And, you know, maybe we'll reach out to him. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll get him on the pod. We'll see.
We'll get him on. We'll try.
We'll do our best.
Maybe tweet at him. All right, or something. I don't know. See.
We'll get a little mini campaign going, try to get him on.
Yeah. Because it'd be interesting to talk to him, you know, and stuff. It's funny, just really quick. I know we kind of want to move on to like kind of like the future of like the next few weeks and the next February update. But he was supposed to go on like one of the rare streams, and I guess they kind of agreed to just not do it. From what Summit said, basically. He was just like, I think he was looking forward to doing it, and Rare kind of, you know, they invite obviously like bigger streamers to play and whatever, and maybe smaller sometimes, but for, you know, it's really a marketing kind of thing. But and I think a lot of people were like pretty upset that was going to happen. I think some is sort of was just like, you know what, like, it's just not, I think it was just kind of like, it's not worth it. It's like, obviously he wanted to do it, but I think he didn't want to like cause controversy. Like, I don't think he really wanted to cause conflict, so he just felt like it was best to just sort of just be like, yeah, you know what, it's all right, it's all good.
So it was him that he pulled out, and then Rare just agreed not to do it, or like,
I think Summit pulled out. Maybe I think they must have mutually been like, you know, yeah. But I don't think it was Rare or anything. So, you know, you got to give some credit to Summit, whatever. But, you know, I think the community hopefully will kind of get, I don't know, just be like okay with him. I don't think it's I don't know. We'll see.
I mean, you got to think from like Rare's perspective that to have him on, it's really only good for the game. I mean, people might get turned off that he's, I guess, in a way endorsed by Rare at that point. But
I think it would have been a really great thing if he played with them.
I do. Yeah, you just get him on there. I mean, I'm sure they would have talked to him and asked him about what he's doing, why he's doing it. Things like that, maybe give him a chance to explain himself. I mean, I'm not like too deep into
he's explained it. He's addressed it and stuff, and people can whatever find it. But I, you know, it's not like he's playing the game how it's intended, and
right.
It's like
you can't really get mad at that.
You can't really get mad.
They designed it to have no safe zones and to be PvP. And I mean, at least he's not like blind to what's going on. He's acknowledged it and understands, which is why he pulled out of the stream. But I think overall it's a good thing. People can have their opinions.
I hope they end up doing it though.
Yeah, I actually really do. Hopefully people can get past it. I mean, you just playing the game.
Yeah, no, definitely. So let's kind of move towards kind of wrapping it up and like what's kind of going down the next few weeks. February 6th is the next update for people, and something really interesting, I know they talked about this I think on last week's or 2 weeks ago's update, but we're gonna have to actually reinstall the game because they're decreasing the file size of it, which is actually something we talked about a while ago, was that like every update seemed to be like
massive.
It was like every week, and it was like a couple gigs or like something, just like every week.
I don't think they were large in ER for each one, but over time, since they were every week so frequent, like they slowly build up to a huge file size in all.
Yeah, and especially when you try to get people on Game Pass who have to download it digitally, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, I remember when I had Game Pass for a little bit, actually I might redo it, but like I wanted to get like Halo 5 because I never got it, and it was like some crazy size. It was like over 100 gigabytes or like something crazy. I think it was Halo 5. But so then I was like, you know what? It's not worth it. So I didn't even play it. So I don't know. Just, I don't know why I just talked about that story. But
it
makes sense, right?
I have a 500 gig hard drive. So if I tried to download Halo, and that's, I have to go delete a bunch of stuff. I've done that dance a million times.
Right, exactly. So just trying to make the game as accessible as possible. Yeah, but anyway, I don't talk about file sizes that much. So that's kind of big. They're going to be, so a lot of it is going to be balancing updates is from what he said. Nothing, he didn't really give any specifics, but I think it'll be really interesting to see the balancing and like how that's once we get it, like how we're going to kind of see like what weapons are doing the best damage, like what's the best for PvP, and just like the flinching and the pushbacks, right? When you kind of get knocked with a sword, you sort of get pushed back, or when you get shot. So it'll be interesting to see that, because I mean, I think the PvP it's kind of just like people jumping and like swinging or jumping shooting, and it's like kind of just random sometimes.
Seems like it's definitely easier on PC too to do all these maneuvers.
Yeah, no, definitely 100%. Yeah, because I can jump and like move my mouse around, but
yeah, huge advantage. Although the people we encountered today, somehow I got a kill with the cutlass. I just ran at someone,
right,
and got it. It seemed pretty pretty good, pretty smooth. I don't know if they've changed anything crazy, but from just that quick experience, it seemed all right.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see like the balancing and how that works out. And then they're going to be on Inside Xbox on February 5th, and they're going to kind of talk about what's going on at Rare and the future, things like that. So, I mean, I think there's some good stuff to look forward to. Hopefully, Microsoft's pretty excited about Sea of Thieves. It continues, you know, the production and like updates, things like that. So it'll be interesting to see what's going on there. I don't think I'm missing anything, right? But that was pretty much the bulk of it.
Yeah, I think that's all. I mean, it was a pretty general overview, the developer update, but in terms of like what's going on in the world and everything, it's pretty much just been like Summit and people streaming it. But yeah, I mean, after just playing today, it was the first time I played in maybe a month and a half. I kind of had to stop playing right before the Gilded Voyages, but overall, I had a really good time playing. There was a lot going on, a lot to do, maybe even a little too much going on. Like, or the play session could have been a little bit more straightforward, but like with the Kraken spawning and everything, there was always something going on. So we'll see what's to come.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'm pretty excited for what's to come, and I'm glad that we're kind of, you know, on just a personal note, I'm glad we're kind of back, and we missed the community a lot, and just really excited we got to like sit down and finally like record this episode. We've been talking about this for a few weeks now, so no, it's been good, and I think there's a lot of good stuff to look forward to with the year one wrapping up for Sea Thieves and what's in store for year two. I think we could all agree like the game is just in a much better place right now, but you know, keep voicing those opinions, you know, we'll always use, you know, our little voice here and trying to see what we can do to drive change to the game, because I think some of the stuff we've talked about has been implemented, you know, things that like a lot of people, not just us, have been talking about. So it's been great, and if you guys have any feedback for us, you know where to reach us, on Twitter at LandoPod. You could also email us LandoPod@gmail.com. Brian, any parting thoughts?
That's my parting thought.
Anything you want to say?
Glad to be back.
This is your chance.
This is my chance. Yeah, glad to be back. It's been a long time coming. Definitely talked about it for a while. Glad we were able to hop in today. Yeah, hopefully our listeners are still out there, and hopefully they enjoy this episode. Gonna try to get back on like a semi-normal schedule. Been pretty busy at work, but try to squeeze an episode in every couple weeks.
Yeah, no, of course, and you know, and hopefully we'll be a little bit better at communicating, and you know, of course, we know we gotta be a little bit more connected with our audience. So, but the best way to do that is Twitter and email, as I said. So, thank you so much for listening. You know, we really are humbled and truly appreciate this. So, thank you very much, and have a wonderful week.